It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, along with that guy, Andy Carbone. And Andy, we've been kind of on cruise control for the last several weeks until this past week when the Sox took a dive. Tell us about it.
They certainly did, Bill. This past week, 2 wins, 4 losses. It was a tough end to a road trip out in Seattle, and they come home and they stagger against the Kansas City Royals. And this morning, the Red Sox find themselves at 57-39, but that's still good for second place in the AL East, a half game behind the New York Yankees. Of course, the Red Sox will be the number one slot in the wild card race at the moment, but upcoming this week, another 3 tough games. Got the Cleveland Indians coming into town, and then 4 games over the White Sox beginning on Thursday. It's a bit easier for the Sox toward the end of the week, but lots of issues with this team right now. The hitting is just not up to par, having issues with the bullpen. Today's a trade deadline. There's all kinds of things going on out there. And, of course, you have the injury situation now with David Price. And, of course, there's off-field issues with Dennis Eckersley. So there's just a whirlwind of nonsense going on over at Yawkey Way these days.
Well, let's zero in on Price and Eckersley. Let's start right there. What's the update there?
Well, first I'll just mention Price's so-called injury, 10-day DL with left elbow inflammation. They said he could even be back on the mound by the time the Red Sox play their final game on this homestand, if not the beginning of the next road trip. But for the issue right now with Price and Dennis Eckersley was a situation that happened back on June 29th on a flight from Boston up to Toronto. Dennis Eckersley made a comment about the minor league rehab outing by fellow starting pitcher Eduardo Rodriguez, referring to the stat line from that start was yuck. And then David Price took exception to that, and on the plane he confronted Eckersley. And there were 4, 5, 6 teammates behind Price applauding him as he was accosting Eckersley. So then Eckersley went to the back of the plane. Then a little later on the flight, he went up to speak to Dave Dombrowski. And again, Price stood up and did some more yelling at Eckersley as he tried to get by. So and he hasn't apologized for this action yet. Eckersley has been out of the broadcast booth since all this went down. So it's just a lot to be had here, and we'll see how this all plays out.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. So they've speaking of injuries, you got Jerry Remy out as well, I guess, from the broadcast booth as well. Yeah,
that's true. He was supposed to be back right after the All-Star break after having the cancer surgery, but obviously he's not ready to go yet. So you know, I think the big key tonight is going to be for Red Sox Nation with their Dennis Eckersley color commentary. Is he going to be back in the booth tonight? He was away this weekend for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony out in Cooperstown. He has already stated he's not going to travel with the team on road trips any longer, so it will be interesting to see if he's back with the team tonight. And the Red Sox now have a new policy. Media members from WEEI and from NESN now have to board the plane first and go to the back of the plane before the Red Sox players get on.
Wow. You know, Andy, I'm a little older than you, but I remember the Red Sox always having incidents on their flights back in the old days. This was back in the 60s, but they usually involved a stewardess or something or heavy drinking, if I remember correctly. But those were the days.
Well, I guess it's turning into accosting media members at this point. It's coming full circle.
Yeah, there you go. I like the old days. No, I'm just kidding. That's wrong. Now, what else do we got on the Sox, you know, as far as holes and trade deadlines? Any information there?
Well, first of all, I do want to mention a trade that the Red Sox did make last week. They acquired infielder Eduardo Nunez from the San Francisco Giants. Nunez could play all infield positions, play the outfield as well. He's hit 2 home runs, actually, for the Red Sox in Saturday night's win. So he'll be a good role player. He can spell Bogarts at short, Pedroia at second. And, you know, he can run a little bit. He's got 18 stolen bases. So, you know, he's a nice add to the team. Obviously, the team still needs, hopefully, some potential adds by the trade deadline at 4 o'clock today. You can look at the bullpen, having some issues getting to Craig Kimbrell. You know, you could say this team needs a power hitter of some sort in the middle of the lineup somewhere. That's something the team is still lacking. But one bright note from this recent week was the call-up of third baseman Rafael Devers. He made his debut Tuesday out in Seattle. So far, for his first week, he's picked up 6 hits, couple home runs, and he's made some nice defensive plays, so that's a good thing to see. So maybe some of the offense will be picked up by Devers, but I still think they need to add a bat as well. Honestly, I don't think they're going to do anything between now and the deadline. They could pick up a, you know, low-level relief pitcher that's not going to cost them all that much, but I don't see them making a big splash to get the fan base all riled up.
I know. Hey, you know, you look at the game on Saturday, Andy, and the Sox are lucky to even pull that extra inning win off, but not for the great play of the Red Sox catching, to be honest with you, of all places, you know, in that game Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. They win 9, 8, and 10 innings. They had the lead, fell behind, came back, and they go to the 10th. And Eduardo Rodriguez, he was center stage again. He was up with Sandy Leon on third. He hits a ground ball that the shortstop made a diving play on, so Leon had to freeze a bit to see if the ball was going to go through or not. Then as soon as the shortstop threw to first, Leon broke for home, and he made quite an interesting little dance move or a ballet move to get around the catcher and touch home plate before he was tagged. That was quite a feat for Sandy Leon or any base runner, I would say, the way he got around the catcher there, and the Red Sox picked up that win. And just a little note on that, it was the first Red Sox walk-off win on a groundout since 1937.
Wow. Okay.
80 years in the making.
Yeah, before they had the term walk-off, right?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And Dennis Eckersley supposedly came up with that term.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I heard them talking about that the other night. And what I was also referring to is the throwouts at second base by Sox catching in that game earlier in the contest to keep it close.
Yeah, the Red Sox, between Leon and Vasquez, they throw out Lorenzo Cain for the first time. He was thrown out of stealing bases for the Royals this year. And then their other base runner, one of the fastest guys in the league right now, and he got thrown out as well. So it was very, very good, strong defense up the middle for the Red Sox in that game.
All right. Major League Baseball notes, Andy, where do we go from here?
Well, again, the Major League Baseball non-waiver trade deadline, 4 o'clock this afternoon, so we can keep an eye out for a lot of activity, hopefully one way or another, doesn't involve the Red Sox. We shall see. The Rangers third baseman, Adrian Beltre, formerly of the Red Sox for that 1 year when he had an excellent season, and they figured they had to let him walk away to pick up Carl Crawford and Adrian Gonzalez. But yesterday he becomes the 31st player to reach the 3,000 hit mark, first Dominican-born player to do so. And really, ever since Beltre left, there's been a whole third base. Mm. So I think that was another snafu of the Red Sox from years ago that come back to bite them a little bit. Elsewhere, Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw, he's out 4 to 6 weeks with a back injury, so arguably the best pitcher in Major League Baseball, again out this year with a back injury. He was out for a good portion of the second half of last season with the same sort of injury.
Now, with the Indians coming into town, they are in town, right? That's a homestand, right? Yeah,
yes.
And there's some news there, but how's Terry Francona doing, too?
His health has improved. He had a procedure on his heart a couple weeks back, so he's back with the team, and all seems to be well with him so far, so that's a good thing. And, again, it's going to be a tough series coming up with the Indians, no question about it. That team's on a roll.
And the Sox, the Indians became the first team in Major League Baseball to hit two grand slams in a game?
Well, not two grand slams in the game. They had two grand slams in the game, but the second one was a walk-off.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yes, Edwin Encarnacion hit the walk-off in extra innings, so that was the first team to hit two grand slams, with one being a walk-off home run. And speaking of the long ball, the Nationals hit four consecutive home runs in the third inning back on Thursday. They had five home runs in the inning, eight home runs in the game as they blew out the Brewers 15-2 on Thursday. That tied a franchise record for the Nationals going back to the 1977 Expos with eight home runs in a game.
Wow. That's back when I was a fan of the Expos. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And any other notes from Major League Baseball?
Well, yesterday, Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, the new class of inductions come in, and Jeff Bagwell, Tim Raines, Yvonne Rodriguez, now officially enshrined in Baseball's Hall of Fame.
And we have some photos up there, courtesy of the Red Sox, on the honoring of the 2007 Red Sox team at Fenway Park over the weekend. So we have a few.
Yeah, that ceremony was yesterday prior to the game. I thought that was very well done. Red Sox usually hit the mark when it comes to their pregame ceremonies, and that it brought back some good memories, that's for sure.
Great. Andy, anything else you want to share with us?
Well, I think, again, keep your eye out for 4 o'clock this afternoon, see if the Red Sox make any moves. And, you know, they have seven games at home this week, and they really have to take care of business. And I'd say at least hopefully win 5 of the 7 at least.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds good, Bill.
Andy Carbone, our baseball insider. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO Newsports.com.